This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 30th. Okay, folks, obviously you can see that there are spectacular earnings being announced right now. Microsoft's leading the whole market higher. Meta did miss. It's going down. We don't own Meta. And our big winner is Comfort Systems, which had a blowout results. Same story for all our data center related stocks. Strong sales, strong earnings, higher guidance, and growing order backlog. So the data center related stocks are probably the biggest bounce right now. So I need to talk to you about the mechanics of what happened to the market yesterday. So when at 2:30 Eastern, when Kevin Warsh was giving his press conference, the market was starting to rally. Obviously, they were very happy the Fed didn't raise rates. But as we got into the last hour, things reversed and the market had an abrupt sell-off. It was clearly caused by margin selling and panic people, etc. Now, bond yields were rising, and there were a lot of news articles that the bond vigilantes were taking over, and that was that. Today, bond yields are down. So that's that. There's also news today from the Wall Street Journal how Europe now is rushing to build 7 AI megafactories, or gigafactories they call them. They want to use public funding and private funding to do it. They finally figured out they're behind, okay? Of course, it's hard for Europe to do this because their electricity is too expensive. So maybe most of the data centers are actually in Poland. I mean, Norway would be perfect because of all the hydroelectric. But it'll be interesting to see what they do, okay? But that's good news, okay? Anyway, going back to the sell-off yesterday, that's called a capitulation day. That means panic selling. That means they threw the baby out with the bathwater and all the people that were leveraged up the yin-yang threw in the towel, okay? When you have a capitulation day like yesterday, you usually don't have to retest the lows. So we're obviously rebounding here very impressively. All our data center related stocks are very impressive. The question is, now will we have to go back and retest? And I would respectfully argue no, okay, because yesterday was an exhaustion of that selling pressure. And the fact that we got some big leaders like Microsoft leading the market higher is really good because, you know, Microsoft figured out how to monetize AI. So I feel good. I hope you feel better. I know a lot of you have been sick to your stomach, but hopefully today you don't have indigestion, okay? And hopefully you know very, very clearly that the stronger the fundamentals, the bigger the bounce. Now, a couple other things are going on. We had GDP out. They said the economy grew 1.5 in the second quarter. Folks, it grew a lot faster than that. There was a 1% deduction for trade. There was a deduction for inventories. Anyway, the trade deficit was wider than normal because of all our tech imports. You know, a memory from Korea, GPUs and CPUs from Taiwan. Obviously, we're trying to onshore more of that. But we are definitely on track for at least 4% GDP growth right now. If we could get rid of the trade deficit, we'd be hitting 5%. But anyway, that's where we are right now. Otherwise, that's about it. So I want you to enjoy earnings season. It's all about earnings now, okay? I want you to hang on and realize that good stocks bounce. If you have to sell, just sell on bounces. Don't sell when stocks are down. You're just adding to the problem, okay? And I apologize that Wall Street has created all these leverage vehicles, you know, 3X memory ETFs and 3X AI ETFs and things that are really kind of ruined the party, okay? But those people have passed out, and they're not disrupting us now, and now we're rebounding very impressively here. So enjoy the rebound here, folks. Enjoy earnings season. It's been phenomenal for us so far. All the stocks are beating, okay, so far. Some still get hit afterwards, but that's okay. They'll bounce in a day or two. And but by and large, I'm ecstatic with the earnings season. I'm very encouraged by the bounce today in the data center related stocks. So please hang in there, okay? I know you don't enjoy this, but this is what happens when Wall Street creates kinky products to get people leverage up the yin yang. And that definitely got unwound yesterday. So hopefully you can invest more confidently today. So that's it. I'll keep up in these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. Sleepy Navalier.